Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. 1 Corinthians 15:12-14. A division of the Jews, known as the Sadducees, did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. The same day came to him the Sadducees, which say that there is no resurrection. Matthew 22:23. Neither did they believe in angel or spirit. Acts 23:8. One of the claims which Jesus made that upset both the Pharisees and Sadducees was his resurrection from the dead. On one occasion, when they asked a sign of him, he responded, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days?" But he spake of the temple of his body, John 2:19-21. Indeed, on the 3rd day following his death, the tomb where the body of Jesus had been placed was empty. The angel at the tomb told the women who had come, "He is not here, for he is risen." Matthew 28:1-6. The resurrection of Jesus Christ became the great theme of New Testament preaching. "This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses." Acts 2:32. "Unto you first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." Acts 3:26. "Him God raised up the 3rd day and showed him openly." Acts 10:40. When Paul made known the unknown God to the Athenians, he preached that the assurance of the judgment was, "He hath raised him from the dead." Acts 17:31. The response to this divine truth was, some mocked, and others said, "We will hear thee again of this matter." Acts 17:32. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead declared him to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, Romans 1:4. If the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is only the dream of fools and a tale told by idiots, then all of Christianity falls. If Christ has not come forth from the tomb, then all faith in Christ and all hope for the brightness of eternal life becomes vain and empty. If Christ be not raised, then we are but dying mortals headed for a hopeless tomorrow. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.